Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
I'm Tanya.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about super spreaders. We're talking about guys.
And we're not talking about COVID spreading.
We're talking about guys that like to spread their seed among lots of baby mamas.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get into it. If you're not doing so already, please follow us across our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including
Asking Alexa.
Yeah. Yes. And if you want to watch the shenanigans, you can do so on
YouTube. And as we've mentioned in the last episodes, if you have not been listening to us, we're trying to grow our YouTube following. So
yes.
If you're on all the social or the podcast platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, go over to our YouTube channel, subscribe if you like what we got to say, listen, and see our mannerisms as we speak with our hands a lot, and comment, because we get a lot of good and bad comments, and we like them all.
Yes.
So follow us on YouTube.
If you're listening in one of the 28 countries, thank you. 28 countries around the world is what we have so far. All right, let's get into it. So this topic was brought to us by the current events with celebrities like Elon Musk, Nick Cannon out there just doing the thing.
Mr. Thompson, Khloe Kardashian's ex, having multiple baby mamas.
Yes.
And obviously, we're talking about people that are in the limelight, right? Right, that we hear that are on TMZ, but then there are the guys that don't make it to TMZ because they're the no, like, don't
make it
to Jerry Springer. You know, and I think that it's so weird that I don't know, like, if I was a man and maybe I didn't have Nick Cannon money, like, I would probably not be spreading my seeds if I had to really think about paying the child support and getting this girl pregnant and then getting that girl pregnant. And I just don't know that they care. It's just, I think that they're living for that pleasure and that moment, like 5 seconds of pleasure and a lifelong commitment, like, with this child.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
It is. I mean, there's an actual clinical term that is, it's a fetish, and it's called a breeder. And so there's an actual, like, fetish that men can have that makes them breeders. And so chances are, like, with the Elon Musk situation specifically and, like, Nick Cannon, it could be that they just have this little breeding fetish. And it's an actual fetish. Like, I can't speak on it. I'm not a man. And
I did hear, and I don't want to quote Elon Musk and then get it all messed up, but I did hear him, because I do follow him quite a bit, and I like to listen to his way of speaking and his way of, like, communicating and his Asperger's. I love it. And so my point to that is that he did say that humanity is, like, we as humans, we're not procreating anymore. And the average person is having about 2 kids, more or less, right? 2.5.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they come up with the 2.5, by the way. But that's literally, like, how they
the
came
average,
up with it. The
yeah.
average is 2.5 kids. And so he's saying for the amount of people that should be here, and he does this mathematical thing. He says that we are not procreating fast enough and that we may go extinct or something,
you know,
ridiculous like that. I don't know that's
always
true,
on
by
this
way.
Mission to try to save the planet or exit the planet, depending on how, you know,
you see it.
What day you listen to him, right?
Right.
But it's true. I mean, there's a school of thought that we have overpopulation and there's conspiracies that they're trying to depopulate when truly we have a population crisis. It's the opposite of what the conspiracy theorists say. So at the end of the day, that's where he's coming from. I think, you know, if I had
exactly.
a guess with, like, the Nick Cannon thing, I think it might just be the breeder fetish. But he also has a, like, liver condition. He has an internal
right.
organ
right.
that's in danger.
Right.
He has a very real issue. And the nature of his issue means that he would only be able to receive a donor from someone that's actually
actual
one of his
match.
Yeah, like, actual match or somehow related to him, or I don't know the details. So there's this little, like,
theory,
little TikTok
going
theory going around that he's doing this so that he can have enough matches. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Because before Mariah Carey, I mean, she was first, right?
Wasn't yeah, she was first. And it was so funny because obviously my first thought, you know, when he was on baby mama number 7, right? Because I think he's like on baby mama number going on baby mama number 12 or 11. I don't even know. Whenever we're recording this, he might be on 11. And, you know, her being such a diva, right? And this, I know this isn't a talk show. We're not talking about her, and I'm not trying to be negatively trash her. But I know that if I were Mariah Carey and my ex was procreating this many freaking kids, I don't know. I'd feel like people would look at me like the random girls that he's choosing to have. And I don't mean that they're random, by the way, because a lot of these girls are actually very beautiful and they're models and, you know, they're well-to-do in their own right. But I don't know what's possessing them, because I'm sure he's being very honest. Plus, TMZ has been very open about him being like this, like, love spreader, this, like, seed spreader, right? And for you to be okay with him being that guy and be like, yeah, I want to be baby mama number 15. Like, let's get in this,
It is nuts. You know, part of me wonders, like, is it one of those things where women just want what other women have? And to be able to sit there in a society, you know, we're in a society where people love fame and, like, they love access and exposure. And is there part of them going, if I have a baby with this guy, A, he's, you know, famous.
Be like, but B, Rachel, but B,
But you know what I mean? Like, is it, because it might not be about the money, how much money could this guy pay them, but is it that now my kids are going to be related to Mariah Carey's kids? And so it's just an odd thing. There's so many opportunistic reasons, so many selfish reasons, vain reasons, financial reasons. So it's so hard to tell with this one. It's so hard to tell.
I know someone personally that was with baby mama number 9.
The Nick Cannon baby mama number 9?
Yeah, and it was pretty ironic because, you know, we're sitting over dinner and then he gets a text message and it's like, oh, you know, breaking news, TMZ, blah, blah, blah. I mean, to me, I have no idea who number... I mean, I know who Mariah Carey is. I don't know her personally, but I know baby mama number 1, obviously, by default, because we know who Mariah Carey is. I don't know any of the baby mamas, but it was kind of funny because I'm having dinner and I'm like, oh, this is funny. And then I was obviously trying, because I'm so inquisitive. I was like, okay, so was she like weird? Did she like this kind of stuff? Like, what possesses a woman knowing that this man is kind of like what you're saying, though?
Yeah.
It could be just the fact that there is a direct correlation to Mariah Carey, direct correlation to, you know, Nick Cannon being a celebrity. Some people are just so caught up in this culture that they're trying to make it. Now they're in their 40s, because a lot of these women, by the way, not throw their business out there, they're a little bit older. They're closer to him. So maybe they realize that they're almost in their 40s and they try to make it.
Are they?
A lot of them are. Like, plus 30, plus 40. Okay. Like, they're not young. They're not like these 22-year-olds. Okay. And you would say, oh, well, she was dumb. She doesn't know better.
Yeah.
No, they're a little bit older. They're a little wiser.
Okay.
So there must be some type of conversation happening behind closed doors,
like,
right?
The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. Well, might as well be him. Why not, right? I know that there's, like, you know, Khloe Kardashian's ex. I think he's just procreating cause. He just is a dirty birdie without even putting his business out there.
In.
You know, so I just think he's just I just think he's just doing it because he's just doing being a dirty birdie. I think that if you have an understanding, I always say this, if you have an understanding of what you're dealing with, if you know that your partner going on left field is a swinger, you're cool with it. Cool. He's a swinger.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. If you know your partner likes to spread his seeds and you want a kid with him, cool.
Okay.
Everyone's putting it out on the table. But when you are the last one to find out, that's a problem.
I think that is a problem. And I think at the end of the day, look, it kind of, the reason I was interested in doing this topic was because I do feel some kind of way when I see so many beautiful women, and even if you're not a beautiful woman, whatever, everybody's beautiful in their own right.
In their own right, for sure.
Willing to sit there and grovel and have a child with a man who isn't willing to invest in you. That's a big sort of sticking point with me. I was a teen mom. I've told this story publicly on stage everywhere. And here's the bottom line. I got married. Like, this person was like, I just wanted to marry you. This is what I wanted to do. Okay, cool. We got married or whatever. But there's so many of you that are willing to have children with guys that aren't even willing to make that level of investment in you. For some of you, you guys might go, Rachel, marriage isn't the end goal for everybody. That's not the, like, plan A. And it's like, I understand that too. But honestly, to sit there and understand that when you have a child with a man that isn't investing in you and probably will never marry you or be right by your side the whole time, how does that then, what happens to your market value when you go out there and go, well, now I want to find my soulmate? you know, you kind of reduce the pool a little bit.
I think
that's just the reality. Like, you're going to reduce your options. It's just going to happen.
I think it has to do with...
Especially if you're younger.
For sure. But I think it has to do with a level of respect that you have for yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And if you're okay with it, and if you're okay with sharing the person, and, you know, you and the other baby mama are okay with, you know, Monday through Thursday, you're with so-and-so, and then on the weekends, you're with so-and-so. I know that there was this video that was going kind of viral where this girl literally knocks almost down on the door, and the husband has 4 kids with the side woman. She knows all about her, by the way. And they have a newborn set of twins. Aww. And she's basically saying, how many kids do we have? She's calling that woman's kids, do we have together now?
Okay.
And she's like, that is my husband. And obviously, we now have this family. Now, we. And she's literally attaching herself as a we. The one the lady is laying there with the one twin, like, on her boob. The husband is in the room, like, carrying the baby, the other twin baby. And she's talking about we. And so why I'm saying it's the respect level is because... if she had any type of respect after the first one, had she have known, she would have been out the door. Because, you know what? How are you going to have a baby on me?
Yeah.
Granted, there are women that are going to trap a man, and they're going to have a baby because they know that this is the way I'm going to lock him down.
The fact that in this day and age anybody would view having a child with someone as trapping the man, like, it's too obvious.
I mean, it is a little
world.
Bit more, it is a little bit of an entrapment, right? Because what would then anchor you to a man? I mean, like, let's just say you date someone and it doesn't work out, you go your way, I go my way. Now, but if you have a child, now you're kind of anchored. Granted, there is a lot of deadbeat dads.
Yeah, everyone's going their way still. Like,
yeah,
even with kids.
But there's a lot of deadbeat dads that want nothing to do with the children. However, there still has to be a level of communication once you have children, because you're not just going to say, oh, don't call me again. Granted, there are unique circumstances to that. But for the most part, you're going to be anchored to that person. And it's not 18 years, as they say. People say, oh, it's for 18 years. No,
it's
because
forever.
There's...
the kids
weddings
graduate and they
grandchildren,
whatever.
And you name
it.
So, you're anchored to the person for a lifetime.
I just think it's, you know, in the olden days, it was like, oh, you know, you get married and then it's like, okay, you're stuck. But nowadays, I think guys understand, like, if I get her pregnant, you know, I don't love her, I'm going to be in her life. I might have to give her money, but I'm still going to keep it moving. I think if the guy actually turns around and goes, all right, let's get married, let's anchor down, let's buy a house, like, the guy's in it. You know, that's not an entrapment. The guy is in it to a certain degree because he's willing to be in it and stuff like that, and he's on a mutual plane with that.
Right.
But I will tell you that, you know, to sit there, if you're a woman that has different kids with different dads and this and this and that, because you think that your value is tied to that, I'm here to tell you, like, it's not the case. And let me give you an example. I had somebody very close to me come to me. She was dating someone that she fell in love with. She already had a few kids, 2 different dads, but a few kids. And so then she meets this guy. He's successful or whatever. He tells her, I don't want kids with you. I'm never going to have kids with you. In fact, I don't want your kids around. And I
That's
think that
awesome.
You should do whatever to not have kids. Now,
wow.
Okay, cool. She goes and does whatever to not have kids. But before that, though, she was in tears saying, but then, you know, what happens if it doesn't work out with him and I want to have kids with someone else? My advice to her was, like, your value isn't tied to the fact of whether or not you can have kids. You know what I mean? Like, you already have your kids. So you can't be sitting there going through the world going, I need to be able to give another man kids because that's my value. And she was young and she already had all these kids. And so maybe what I told her was not the right thing to say to her. I feel like if you're a woman and you already have your kids from this first dad, don't go into the world thinking that your value is tied to, can I give the next 2-3 guys kids? Like, at the end of the day, you had your kids.
And if that's the way she's viewing life, obviously she's going to be one of the ones that go out in the world and have, you know, 3-4 kids by 3-4 baby dads.
Exactly.
And we all know that at the end of the day, like, that didn't keep baby daddy number one, number two, three, or four. I mean, it really doesn't. And even if you do it the right way, you know, where you get married, you go to a Catholic church, you give your vows, nothing guarantees anything to anybody anyway. But on the other side of that is, you know, you knowing, though, that this man has, you know, maybe has 4 or 5 kids by 4 or 5 different baby mamas. And, you know, and you,
for you, like, sign
and
me
for
up.
You,
and you raise your hand, like, and say, sign me up. What?
I'm about this. I'm bad about it. Like, no, what do you mean? And, but again, like with the whole Nick Cannon thing, I'm almost certain that he's being so candid with these women that he's telling them, like, hey, this is the situation. So
but
for
you
me,
but you looked it up, right? And wasn't it that the women are the ones? Didn't he say that the women are the ones saying that they really want to do this?
I mean,
they really
they're saying that
kids?
They don't. They understand the, you know, they understand the situation. They understand that he's gonna probably. I think he wants to have something like 15 kids. Oh. And so if you are with Nick Cannon and you're baby mama number 11, then you know he's probably gonna look for five more. And if you're okay with that, then I think in my opinion. If the man is being honest with you, now I'm not here to judge you whether you're smart, you're dumb, I'm not going to sit here and judge that. However, if you decide that's what you want, he's being honest with you, then that's on you. Then that's completely on you. If you have someone like Mr. Thompson over there, Dirty Birdie, and he's over there getting this girl and that girl pregnant, and then someone says, well, she's a dumbass for allowing him and for... No, because here's the thing. He's not being honest about how he's coming into this world and how he's operating. He's lying. Just like most cheaters, that's what they do. Because I believe that if they were honest about them wanting to date other girls... Maybe the wives, some wives might be okay with it. That's why they're swingers.
I think at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to have unprotected sex, you run the risk of ending up, you know, shacked up with this guy or cuffed, you
whatever
know, with
it is.
Kids or whatever. I think at the end of the day, we're all adults. And if you know what you're getting into and you're hitting it raw, as they say, like, that's on you. You get pregnant by a guy that literally is, like, getting everybody pregnant. Like, you don't get to play possum or dumb or whatever. Like, there's no excuse. It's not like you didn't
But there
know.
Are also a lot of opportunistic women, right? Because,
there
I mean,
really
not
are.
To be rude... And I'm not for or against abortion, right, at all. But I guarantee you, if this guy was some schlump, they probably would think twice before having their child. Yeah. But because they're celebrities, but because they have money, but because, oh, I locked myself down, you know, secure the bag, as they say, they secured the bag. And so, unfortunately, you have people that, women, that are all also very... What do you call them? When they, like, they're go out there looking for the men.
Predatory?
Yeah. I'm like the tongue twister.
The huntress.
The huntress.
Yeah, they're predatory.
Yes, and they're out there. And, you know, you're the one that shared this with me last time, that there's actually, like, a lady that goes and tells you, okay, this... football player.
So it's a Gold Digger Academy. And it used to, when I worked in LA, there was a Gold Digger Academy. And I met someone that had gone to the Gold Digger Academy. And
hello.
I was like, what are you talking about? And they go, yeah, they actually bring up on the screen in a classroom setting that you pay however much for. And it's like, okay, this person was just drafted. They're training in LA or they're staying at the whatevers. And this is what they drive or whatever. And this is what they frequent. And so that way you could recognize the face. Okay, that's NBA. That's NFL. That's da-da-da. And it was this whole thing, and it was like the Gold Digger Academy. I don't know if that's what it's called, but it was a academy for gold diggers. And it was a whole calculated situation.
So do you believe that any of the girls at the academy, the Gold Digger Academy, actually had a chance
They're
and the guy goes
protection.
In raw
and
the guy gets her pregnant? Trust me, she, in her opinion, feels like she secured the bag. That is not a way to do it. That is not a way to go through life. But again... if this person's spreading their seed, their love seed, as this episode is called, and you have an understanding that this is how he's operating in this lifetime, and you're cool with it, awesome. Everyone knows the rules of engagement.
No harm, no foul.
No one's been slighted. We're good. If you're being a dirty birdie and you're out there, you know, spreading your seeds, and you find out through TMZ or through the freaking neighbor down the street, that's where there's going to be an issue.
What about the women? Okay, let's talk about the women that are married.
Okay.
You are married to a man. You have your two kids with him. He steps out of the marriage. He goes and has a kid with the side chick. Comes back into the marriage. Has kids with you again because for whatever reason, I don't know why this happens. And I've seen it so many times. Now they want to have a baby right away because the side one has a baby. I don't know what that is. But guess what? He still has to go over there, go buy milk or take diapers or whatever the situation is. Next thing you know, side chick has another baby. And this is so common. I've seen this with like friends of mine's aunts that are like in their 50s and they're like, oh, you know, his other family or whatever. And then you look at the kid, the ages of the kids, they're and it's like, all in between. Like,
they're like, just what? Like in between. I don't understand it. I can't talk on it. I don't know. I think that, you know, after the third kid, you're like, it's okay, honey, we're going to get through this. I just don't know that I have the patience to be like, we're going to get through this one. And then a lot of the time too, by the way, because I've known people that have done this whole switcheroo thing, the wife contributes to the child support because the wife also works and she also has to contribute. Because guess what? Whatever he's giving, she needs to supplement somehow. You know, whether that's the light bill or the mortgage or whatever it is, and he's sidestepping and you're okay with it. I don't know what the woman may or may not lack or what she feels that she's not going to get or who's going to, you know, it's that famous thing, like, who's going to want you after three kids and who's going to want you after this? Because there's always that one person that will put that in your head, like, who's going to want you? And or you're just so in love with the guy that it's like, if I can't have him, no one can. And I don't care if he has three kids on me, I'm going to continue to be there for
him. There has to be a super high level of selfishness to even get involved with a married man. If you are a married man listening to this and you have a woman coming around the side and she's trying really hard, that is a very, very selfish woman. Don't get flattered that she's so in love with you. We talked about this in other episodes. That woman has a level of selfishness probably like you've never even experienced or imagined.
For sure.
Okay, that's number one. But number two, she has kids with you and, oh, I got pregnant. Oh, my God. Well, why is she not protecting herself? I mean, there's no regard for your current children.
Right.
Think about that. Like, it's the ultimate disrespect to, like, your current children, too. Not just what you're doing, but what she's doing with you. So it's super messy. It's so messy. And so at the end of the day, ladies, if you are someone who has several baby daddies and we offended you, that's not our intention. There's even married women, by the way, that are doing the same thing with the same dude that's not even worth it, knowing that he's going out there, getting these side chicks pregnant and coming back saying, but babe, I love you. But like, you're the one that I love.
It was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Famous accident.
Your girl. But guess what? Side chick doesn't have just one by him. She has other ones by him or whatever.
I think what's trippy to me more than the side chick thing is like when they both start fighting over the dude, like literally like fighting, like fist fighting over the dude.
And we've
like,
seen the videos.
And no, for sure. And
we've
like,
been sent
but
the videos.
Why? But why? And I get it. I probably will never get an understanding. I probably
Thank God.
Won't.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to.
Never.
I don't want to know what that's
like. That's a lesson that we will pass on.
I am good with that. But I do think that, again, If you have an understanding, I always say this, if you have an understanding and you guys are all good with it, then we move on and nobody cries foul.
Elon Musk has a rule.
Oh, they all have to get along.
All the moms have to get along. It's
they all
the rule.
Have to get along.
And the one that causes drama, she gets cut off.
No more cash money.
No cash
so
money.
So guess what? Everyone's getting beautiful roses and like
Hanging
deliveries
and
Mrs.
kisses.
Field. Mm-hmm. We're doing Hollywood today, baby. That's what it is. If someone's going to threaten to cut you off, believe me, you're going to act right really quick. Because
right.
obviously that's why you
Elon Musk comes off his rocket and El Segundo and says, Delia, I think I see my children in your eyes. What are you doing, Delia?
I can't procreate, man.
Oh, man. Factory close.
Factory close. My little aliens are gone.
Yeah.
Like, alien, I can't do the alien thing.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget that next week, we have fresh episodes every single Tuesday. And don't forget that you deserve fresh lettuce. Cheers.